This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Thank you. Please be seated. All Saints Day, 2023. I have a couple of facts, because I needed to look it up too. How did this all get started? Is the question in my mind. So, 3-4 facts right off the bat. Back when the Roman Empire persecuted Christians, we remember that, the lions, all that stuff in all those movies. That was always kind of cool when you're a young boy. We want to see them really eat someone, but no. A lot of the martyrs died, right, for their faith. I mean, think about that now. Would you die for your faith? That's not the first real question. Second, the Greek Christian festival in the early 4th century was dedicated to honoring the memory of these early martyrs, right? Number three, 609 AD is when Pope Boniface IV, he's the one that dedicated All Saints Day, and it was celebrated in May 13th of 609, right? But now, somewhere along the way, we celebrate it, all Christian faiths, we celebrate it, All Saints Day, usually November 1, right? And then, of course, like this weekend's a little bit different, but so we put it in there. And one of the saints is St. Joseph's, right? So that leads me to my first question, right? What do you believe, or who do you believe are the saints? And if you're smart or you're quick because you had an extra hour or an extra cup of coffee, you would look in your Book of Common Prayer and you could shout it out, because in the back somewhere it lists all the feast days of all the saints, kind of the cream of the crop, so to speak, of the saints. Many were canonized by popes through the year, Roman Catholic Church, of course, but some were considered English saints or Anglican saints. So let me throw another few things out there. Traditional belief, of course, was four apostles, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or as I like to say when I'm with a youth group, Peter, Paul, and Mary, or, and they go, yeah, whatever, or John, Paul, and George and Ringo, and they're, yeah. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, right? And, of course, we know that St. Stephen, I think everybody kind of knows St. Stephen was the first kind of martyr of the church. He's the guy with all the arrows in him. He died in around 36 Christ event. It doesn't say A.D., because there's a little shift in time, maybe 4 years. He was a deacon in Jerusalem. He went in front of the Sanhedrin, and he just said, this is what I believe in, and then he, unfortunately, or fortunately, got it. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7. And then we got to put Mary in there, right? Mother of Jesus, and of course, St. Joseph's, right? And then there's just bunches of saints. I can't believe, if you look on Wikipedia or one of those things, there's saints I never heard of. And if check it out. If you get some extra time. Few fun facts. First female saint is, do y'all remember this? I grew up Roman. I kind of knew this. I didn't know she did first female, but Elizabeth Ann Seton. She dies in 1821. She's canonized September 75 by Pope Paul VI, which is, in most of our memories, it took her a lot, 150 years to be recognized and canonized. And then one final kind of weird fact was Bridget of Kildare, the first female redheaded saint. Sounds like an actress or something. So back to the question. Question number one. I was a teacher for a couple years. Question one, who are the saints? And are the saints limited to those that were pronounced canonized or at least recognize in the Anglican Church? Talk to me. Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Somebody got to yell it out. I got bad hearing. Yes? Okay. Well, so traditionally, right? Traditionally, let's go with the tradition, because then we're going to expand on this. I don't think so, right? Those pronounced by the Pope, yeah. We can kind of pretty much agree that traditionally all the ones we just mentioned, the martyrs, Mary, Joseph, really all the apostles, not just the four that wrote. But I kind of believe in expanding that. And I like baseball. Now it's over. I got to watch. Well, I like football too, but I really love baseball. Expanding the strike zone, as they say, right? So I just want to just listen. Don't throw tomatoes or anything at this point. I hope you didn't bring any. So I believe, and see if you agree with me, I believe that many people, you know, there's many people or many souls in heaven or spirits in heaven, right? And if they're in heaven, they're all saints. They're just unnamed, right? Okay, I got a few shake of the heads. They basically reached, again, the baseball analogy, they've reached the major league, right? Okay, next, so that's kind of, we're expanding the strike zone even further. There's going to be no strike zone at this point. If you believe that all go to heaven, nirvana, see God, live a resurrected life, then I think you were thinking more like this very expanse of God. If God made us in his own image, which we believe, then I think God would want all those images back with God. Or they just, it's like magnets, they just go back, right? So I'm expanding here. So as our bodies die, and they do, and I experienced two funerals this week, God's image, God's likeness, the soul goes back. The body stays, we know. It's more likely we cremate now than we actually put bodies in the ground. So we know the body's gone. It's emotional. Do the little service for my brother in West Virginia. We're from eight kids. One sister said, oh no, bring the ashes back here in Florida because that's where he's from. My other brother gets on the email and says, no, his community was in West Virginia since 2002. That's where he belongs, blah, blah, blah. And I just went, I know this game. I am not getting involved in this email thing, right? I when you work in churches, do not play that game. I learned that. So I let them go, and finally I said, this is the plan. We're going up there. He's already cremated. We'll get him, and we're going to put him in the ground. Boom. And just like, I'm the oldest boy. So they don't necessarily agree with me, but that's the one group I kind of can control, sort of. That's what we did, and there's a whole wonderful story about meeting the people in his community. He lived in a community of artists and kind of intellectual people. Some lived on the property, some didn't, but we can talk more at a different day over some coffee, all right? So then let's continue with this image. So as our bodies die, our image, God's image, like this soul, spirit, magnets, whatever you call it, resurrects, is what we believe. Let me stop right there. Sometimes it's hard to believe that. I'll be real frank with you. If this is a line of zero to billion, right? Sometimes I'm here, sometimes I'm negative, sometimes I'm here. Today, I'm here today. All right, but I think we live a long life so that I think we try to get here. I think as you get older, maybe you get over here. You want to believe it. So another sermon, another subject. Just hang in there with yourself. So let me argue with myself. So Father Mike, let's take this argument to the nth degree, right? Did Hitler go to heaven? Let me think about that. So if Hitler's body died, dumbass, terrible man, all that stuff, what did his soul, spirit do? It rejoined God. Okay, Father Mike, now you are freaking crazy. Someone said, oh, you're the interim. I go, yeah, and after today's talk, homily, I may be very interim out of here. So, and I hope I'm not doing anybody, I hope I'm not offending anyone, like we said, but God is love. God can only love. The parable of the prodigal son is that prime exempla gratia illustration of the story. And I'll put a little plug in. We're going to do a 6-week parable of the prodigal son that Father Marty found, and we'll let you know probably in January. We're going to do 6 weeks and really go into the story. And he got this great book, and I read one chapter. I'm so excited to do it. So we'll talk about that more, but we got to get through holidays and all those type of things. It is one of the best stories, right? I've always loved it, and of course we all do. But the prodigal son died. But Father Mike, the prodigal son died, and he realized his wayward ways. That's how he got back to his father. Right? I think the story goes like this. He realized his ways. Why am I living with pigs? Which, of course, was verboten for Jews, who was being told this story, right? They couldn't eat pigs. They much less be near pigs. This guy was living in total verboten world of the Jews at that point. He realizes it and goes, if I become the slave of my father, I'm going to live better than this. I'll at least eat and have a place to crash or whatever. So he sought his father's forgiveness. He realized his wayward ways, sought his father's forgiveness. But before he even said the words, his father was doing what? Running down the road toward him. There was forgiveness well before. In fact, I don't think it was even that formal. His father loved him like any good father would love a son or a daughter. Let's put the daughters in here too, because there might be a few wayward daughters in the group. The father had already had the ring and the coat on him and going to do the fatted calf and the whole bit before, just as he saw the son coming up the road. And the father, of course, represents God, the love, constant love. There's no if you do this. It's not conditional. Not conditional at all. It's hard for us to understand that, except if we're parents, especially if you're grandparents. I'm not, but that's how it is. If that's our story and we believe in resurrection, God's constantly opening his arms. But that's the way Hitler admitted he was wrong at the last second of his life, and that's how he snuck into heaven. That's an argument. But if you go with the story that God's love, it's got a fault and has a problem in it. So I don't know. I think it can be that Hitler did no such thing. Because maybe he was just crazy to the end. I assume he was. I mean, if he killed himself, as we all kind of believe, he was just crazy to the end and sick and whatever. But I do believe that when our spirit leaves our body and we see God, even though we didn't repent, we didn't realize our wayward ways, God is that all-forgiving Father that's running down the road at us, right? And the bad, whatever the badness is washed away. or that soul realizes it's gone back to its maker, and it just joins the Father again. I mean, we have to use words like fathers and souls and all these things. By the way, no purgatory like Father Marty mentioned last week. That was all made up stuff, I'll be kind, by the church to get money to build Rome. I mean, basically, right? We kind of know that. But God runs out like the Father, and his arms are open to his son, the prodigal son or daughter, and is already forgiven before the wayward even apologizes, right? Because God is what? Love. Always love. One big giant ball of love, like a whole giant sun of love, right? It's waiting for all of us to come back. It's our realization that we have to come around to that type of thinking or acting or being. It's more like being. It's kind of philosophical. That the arms are always open. We're the ones that put the wall up, whether we make it a brick or even cellophane. We're the ones that somehow were taught that you have to do things in order to get this. And we do have, I mean, there are practical things. You got to do this in order to get that, right? You got to work hard, you got to be lucky, you got to know somebody. And that's kind of how we live. We live kind of dualistically, but if you think about it, if God's love, it's different. So what I want to finally say is, so then if we have that image of God in us, the soul, the spirit, then whatever it is we want to call it, we're already saints. So you can look at your neighbor, even your husbands and wives can look at each other and say, Happy All Saints Day. So we're already saints. We're already saints. Can you say it with me? We are already saints. And Paul, the great thing about when you do a funeral service is Paul has said way back when, I'll be quiet, whether we're in God's, we're always God's. So whether we're living or we're dead, we're still God's. God is love, we're always loved. And it's just up to us to realize. Happy All Saints Day. Amen.